Bart Millard, welcome back to Family Life Radio.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
I can only imagine the movie. It releases March 16th. Now, out of the many accomplishments and awards that Mercy Me has received, and there are too many to mention, what goes through your mind when you think about how God used this song, I Can Only Imagine, in the tremendous way that he has?
It's pretty overwhelming. You know, it's not something I really keep up with, but when I was doing the audio book, in the back of the I Can Only Imagine book, it kind of lists all of kind of the stuff, accomplishments we've had or whatever. And I was kind of had forced to sit there and have to read through all of them. And it's probably the first time in my life I've ever seen them back to back or even stopped to look like that. And I was like, it was pretty humbling. Like, you know, when you're in a band for, you know, almost 24 years, it's like, yeah, some stuff kind of stacks up and you forget. And it was like, man,
sure.
And the memories that are attached to each one of those, I had to stop and kind of do a retake a few times just because I was like, man, it was kind of emotional, which kind of surprised me. But it's more than I ever dreamed of, that's for sure.
I'm talking with Bart Millard. The movie, I Can Only Imagine, releases on March 16th. Bart, how long have you been married to Shannon?
20 years this past November.
20 years, okay. And you have 5 kids, right?
Yep.
What's the best thing about being a dad?
Well, I can tell you the worst thing is leaving on the road, and the best thing is probably coming home. And, you know, and my kids still welcome me like when they were 2 or 3. It's like they're still excited to see me. And, you know, like my interviews get put on hold because I got to take my kids to school or pick them up. And whenever I'm home, that's my job, is to get them wherever they need to be and take them to breakfast or fix them breakfast or whatever. So those are still like my greatest joy. That's like I call it the reentry or decompression from what I do on the road, is just to spend time with my kids. Sometimes in the ugliest way, like, oh yeah, I'm still a dad, you know, and everything's a mess. But at the same time, I find so much joy just being around them.
Bart Millard from Mercy Me. Bart, you've been doing this a long time. How is being a part of the Christian music industry different than you thought it would be when you first started?
You know, I mean, obviously the industry has changed and the way music is being sold has changed completely. And so there's that side of things. But I think the biggest thing is, it's like, I don't know if it's different, but I just never understood the amount of community that there actually is. You know, the reason that, like, I moved to Nashville about 4 years ago from Dallas, and a lot of business, a lot of Christian music is done out of Nashville. And maybe it's that whole birds of a feather flock together mentality, but it makes sense. You know, how much we would rely on each other, because, you know, when I'm out of town, you know, these other guys are out of town, and you find the wives, you know, sticking together, trying to get it through. And it literally takes a village to get through this thing. And so it is this kind of this example of what the church body is. And so that's the biggest thing. It's just, not that I didn't think there was community. I would have not understood that until I was in the middle of it, and just how supportive we are of each other. And and where I kind of fit in the whole grand scheme of Christian music now versus when you first get started, it's almost like being the freshman in high school and now you're the senior in high school, so to speak. Just your role changes. You know, you start seeing people that are looking up to you as the old veteran. I'm like, wait, are we the old veteran? It feels like we just got started. But
yeah, how did I get here, right?
I know, right?
Well, same for me. I've been in Christian radio for about 35 years, and it's like, well, wait a minute, how did that happen?
Yeah, totally.
Time flies, yeah. I'm talking with Bart Millard from Mercy Me. Bart, you and the band performed I Can Only Imagine at the National Prayer Breakfast last year. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. Didn't know what to expect. And, you know, intimidating at first, but it was intimidating the whole time. Like, we ended up, you know, when the Secret Service is involved, you can't go from the crowd to the stage. Like, you can't cross that line. Like, everybody on stage stays on stage. Everybody in the crowd stayed there. So we had to eat breakfast on the stage with, you know, the president and vice president and all the big wigs for the program. And so my wife and I were sitting on the end of the table across the front, and the band, because they can't leave the stage either, like, well, y'all got a big band and stuff. So they got put on like these little card tables on the side, still on stage, but kind of off to the shoulder. And I kept telling them, it's like the kids table at Thanksgiving.
Right.
And at first I was making fun. I'm going, man, the food I think is way better up here at this main table. And then I realized I'm having to eat in front of 3,000 diplomats and whatever else, you know. And that was the most nerve-wracking thing, was trying to chew your food with people staring at you all breakfast. And so I was like, do I stick my pinky finger out? What do I do right now? I don't know what to do. And so I was ready to start singing. That's the only time I felt comfortable that whole time. But it was amazing. The whole weekend was amazing, man. We got to take some tours of of the White House and the Capitol, and and got to go some places that probably most people don't get to go, and it was really, really cool.
Oh, yeah, very cool. I can only imagine. The movie releases on March 16th. It's Bart Millard's true life story. Bart Millard is my guest today on Family Life Radio. And Bart, the story behind the song is so intimate and revealing. Is this story one that you had intended to tell all along, or was the decision to tell it made much later in your career?
I've been kind of telling the story, in a sense, on stage for years, just in between songs and writing songs about it, but obviously not in this much detail. And so, no, there was never, I can't remember a time where I even joked about, hey, this would make a great movie. It never crossed my mind. And about 8 years ago, a production company or a lady that saw our show out in California approached us and said, hey, I think I want to try to see if there's a movie out in the story, or, it could become a movie. We were like, oh, yeah, good luck with that. We never took her seriously. For 5 years, she would contact us once or twice a year saying, hey, we're still working on it. And I still was like, hey, good luck, whatever. And then when the Irwin brothers got involved about 3 years ago and things started taking shape and started rolling, it was like, oh, man, this is actually going to happen. I remember getting nervous, because I really didn't think it was going to happen. I had to do a little systems check of, are you ready for this story to be told? And, in this way, are we emotionally and spiritually ready for this? And my wife and I, we went through counseling and therapy just to unpack all that stuff, because I wanted to make sure I was at the healthiest place I could be when the movie comes out. And I'm not saying I got it all together, but I'm certainly at a place to where I'm okay with it, where 6-7 years ago, I don't think I could ever gone through it, because this is, I've been spending my whole life burying this stuff, and now here we're uncovering it and putting on a big screen. And so it took a little bit of self-awareness, and it became really very therapeutic.
I'm talking with Bart Millard for Mercy Me. Bart is the subject of the new movie I Can Only Imagine, which releases on March 16th. So, Bart, Mercy Me has been around for nearly a quarter of a century. Are you guys still having fun?
Yeah, we're having the time of our lives. The last two albums, Welcome to the New and Lifer, were a big kind of paradigm shift for us. And just from a theological standpoint, right before that was Hurt and the Healer, and we almost called it quits and just kind of hit a wall and kind of done. We were tired of just trying to play by the rules and this kind of legalistic mentality we had of that if we do enough good, he won't see the bad, and just it couldn't keep up. A lot of that kind of unpacking my childhood, kind of preparing for the movie as well, and just understanding how it connects my childhood. And I had an amazing counselor and godly people around me that started showing me my identity in Christ and who I am in Christ. And on my worst possible day, he's still madly in love with me. And when that sunk in and I trusted that was true, all of a sudden I was like, if the band quits today, I'm going to sleep the same as if they were together, I think, because this is not gauge who I am like it used to. And in that, when we got to that point, we started falling in love with music all over again. And so these last two albums were kind of like, let's not worry about what radio wants or what the label thinks or what, let's just make music that we love, good or bad. Let's just do it and have fun. And so even though we've done it so long, I feel like we've made two albums to where it's the most fun we've ever had. And that, as long as we're breathing, we still got a lot left in us.
Well, that's great news for all of us who are Mercy Me fans. Bart Millard, thank you for being so vulnerable and telling your story in the new film, I Can Only Imagine. May God use it to bring people closer to him, and may God bless you and Mercy Me as you journey on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Take care.